a realm where the boundaries between the mundane and the mythical blurred, there existed a creature known as Typhon. Typhon was the youngest child of Gaia, the primordial Earth, and Tartarus, the abyss that reached into the very bowels of the underworld. He was a creature of awe-inspiring magnificence and chilling terror. His monstrous form and chaotic nature were a reflection of his primordial lineage. Typhon was a creature of colossal proportions, carrying a monstrosity that defied the boundaries of mortal imagination. He was a figure that defied description, his body a twisted fusion of serpentine coils and monstrous limbs. His eyes were twin orbs of fiery fury that pierced the very fabric of reality. Typhon possessed 100 snakes protruding from his body as if they were additional limbs, each capable of breathing fire and burning everything in his path. Upon his vast shoulders rested wings that spanned the horizon, wings that seemed to absorb the light around them, casting the world below into shadow and stretching across the land like an ominous omen. With every beat of those tenebrous wings, storms were conjured, winds that howled with an eerie symphony echoing through the ages. His limbs, monstrous in their proportions, held within them the promise of unthinkable devastation, arms that could shatter mountains and legs that could trample oceans. Atop his colossal neck, crowned with a diadem of writhing storm clouds, sat a visage that struck awe and terror into the hearts of gods and mortals alike. His maw was a gateway to a realm of elemental chaos, unleashing thunderous roars that shook the very foundations of the earth. With each bellow, flames erupted like a tempest, flames that danced with mesmerizing malevolence, flames that could consume both gods and mortals and devour even the most unassailable of fortresses. Typhon's form was an enigmatic fusion of elements. Each scale was a radiant mosaic of hues borrowed from the most vibrant sunsets. His eyes glowed with an otherworldly intensity, twin orbs of molten fire that held within them the very essence of chaos and destruction. Typhon, his name whispered like a warning on the wind, stood as a testament to the boundless creativity of the gods and the eerie forces that lay hidden within the fabric of reality. Not only was Typhon the child of two primordial gods, but because of his colossal form, destructive force, and mythical genealogy, Typhon was known as the father of monsters. He would go on to father many different mythical creatures with his wife Echidna. Echidna was as monstrous, but not quite as horrifying as Typhon. She was half beautiful woman and half terrible snake, and had a nasty habit of eating raw flesh. From the union of Typhon and Echidna came some of the most iconic creatures in Greek mythology. Chimera, a fire-breathing creature with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail. Cerberus, the three-headed guard dog for the gates of the underworld. Orthrus, a two-headed dog with a serpent's tail, a sentinel of monstrous proportions that guarded a treasure beyond mortal comprehension. The Sphinx, a creature with the body of a lion and the head of a woman, whose riddle would trump even the wisest of minds. The Nemean lion, a fierce lion with impenetrable skin, an appetite for destruction, and claws that could tear through the toughest of armors. The Ladon, a serpent-like dragon that guarded the golden apples in the Garden of Hesperides. The Hydra, a multi-headed serpent that could spit venom, which corroded even the mightiest armor. For every head that was severed, two more would sprout in its place. Though Typhon was a creature of colossal size and destructive force, that was not all that made him dangerous. Typhon harbored a seething resentment against Zeus and his fellow Olympian gods because they ruled up in the divine cosmos while he resided deep beneath the earth. Typhon believed that he would have been the ruler of the realms if not for Zeus. Because of this, Typhon, with his immense strength and power, plotted his rebellion from within the earth. He brooded over his monstrous form, his lineage entwined with the deepest shadows of the universe, while the gods reveled in their divine splendor above. This festering resentment gave birth to a singular ambition: to dethrone Zeus, the king of the gods, and cast the heavens into disarray. As his power grew, Typhon's ambitions ignited the flames of rebellion. He sought to challenge the cosmic order and upset the harmony that the gods had woven into the fabric of existence. Typhon emerged from the earth, causing the very heavens to shiver as his challenge reverberated through the cosmos, and the gods themselves felt the weight of his audacity. Zeus, the thunder-wielding king of the gods, could not ignore the threat that Typhon posed. He gazed upon Typhon, whose power surged like a storm, and felt the very foundations of the universe tremble. Filled with a mixture of fury and resolve, Zeus knew that he could not allow Typhon's chaotic aspirations to plunge the cosmos into darkness. And so, on a battlefield that spanned the heavens and the earth, the two forces clashed. Lightning shattered the skies, fire and storm danced in a chaotic ballet, and the clash of their forces echoed through time itself. Typhon, with the power of primeval chaos coursing through his veins, unleashed torrents of destruction, determined to unseat Zeus from his celestial throne. Typhon hurled boulders and spouted jets of fire from his mouth. Yet Zeus, the master of the storm and the lord of lightning, stood his ground. His thunderbolts crackled with divine might, and his eyes blazed with unyielding resolve. The heavens roared as the cosmic tempest of titanic forces collided, shaking the very foundations of reality. Zeus struck Typhon at a distance with one of his thunderbolts, breaking his guard. Seizing the opportunity, Zeus closed the distance and struck Typhon with the adamantine sickle. Wounded, Typhon fled to Mount Casios to recover. But Zeus was not about to let Typhon go freely. With the sickle in his hand, Zeus caught up to Typhon, determined to strike him down. To Zeus's surprise, Typhon grabbed him, and they began to struggle for control of the sickle. As they grappled, Zeus realized that Typhon had the upper hand. Typhon's many snaky coils were able to grab hold of Zeus, while also wresting away the sickle from his clutches. With the sickle in his control, Typhon severed the sinews from Zeus's hands and feet. Unable to move, Zeus was carried by Typhon across the sea to the Corycian cave of Cilicia, where Typhon instructed the serpent Delphine to guard over Zeus and his severed sinews, which Typhon had hidden away. As Zeus lay defeated, his son Hermes, the messenger of the gods, and Pan, the goat-like god of the wild and shepherds, hatched a plan to rescue Zeus. They stealthily snuck into the cave to retrieve the sinews and bring them back to Zeus. With his strength restored, Zeus roared with anger and fury. He immediately pursued Typhon, chasing him to Mount Nysa. Typhon remained out of sight, while Zeus soared the skies searching for him. It was then that Typhon came across the Moirai, the weavers of destiny. The Moirai, knowing the dangers of Typhon's power, tricked him into eating the ephemeral fruits. They promised Typhon great power, but that was not the case. As soon as Typhon ate the fruits, he began to feel weaker and weaker. Angry at this deception, Typhon, already weakened, was no match for Zeus. He fled to Thace and threw mountains at Zeus, but in his weakened state, he was overpowered. Zeus showered Typhon with thunderbolts, staining the very mounts with Typhon's blood. In the end, it was Zeus's mastery over thunder that proved his ultimate weapon. With a thunderbolt that blazed like the sun, he struck Typhon, a blow that resonated through the cosmos like a celestial crescendo. Severely injured, Typhon fled to Sicily in search of refuge, but Zeus would not let this opportunity slip away. Zeus grabbed Mount Etna and threw it on top of Typhon. Unable to fight back, Typhon was buried beneath the mountain, trapped there for the rest of time. As Typhon lay imprisoned, his anger grew, and over time his power would cause volcanic eruptions to burst forth from the top of Mount Etna and the surrounding areas. The universe exhaled a sigh of relief, and the celestial storm receded. Zeus, triumphant, stood amidst the cosmic aftermath, his divine prowess reaffirmed. The gods hailed his victory with awe, and the heavens themselves echoed with the tale of Typhon, the embodiment of chaos and ambition, whose rebellion dared to challenge the might of the heavens. Amidst the clash of gods and titans, of thunder and fire, the story of Typhon serves as a reminder that even the most audacious ambitions can be quelled by the unyielding power of cosmic order.